Hi, I'm the Reverend Chris Mockimer, and I'll be your host today for the world radio broadcast of the Cape Town, South Africa, Miracle Crusade. And today is the second service. Reverend Angley is here with his crusade team, which ministers at schools, hospitals, prisons, and townships, sharing the blood of Jesus with all those who are suffering through prayers, words of encouragement, and gifts of books, Bibles, magazines, and CDs. Tonight, a large crowd is gathered at an outdoor stage in the township of Cryfontein for Reverend Angley's Miracle Crusade service. Let's join Reverend Angley as the service begins.
And greetings in the name of the Lord. We have a great service coming. God lets me know ahead of time. The gifts will be working tonight. You get ready, because I know ahead of time they're going to be working, pointing out. The people love it. They know I don't know about it. And the Lord reveals their diseases. And also the gift of knowledge, the gift of discerning. The gifts are going to be operating in a great way tonight. So get prepared for it. Now it's the Jesus Trio. I'm going to sing with the angels. Give them a big welcome. This was given through a prophecy. We didn't know it. And the Lord let us know that we're going to be singing with the angels, not just listening to them sing. We're going to sing with them. That's wonderful. You want to be able to sing? Well, you will be. You'll be singing with the angels.
I'm gonna join the angels' band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I will join the angels' band, ring golden bells of heaven's land. I hear us as we sing His love, saving millions for the Lord. Remembering gospel songs we sing, singing praises to His name. In gospel songs all day and night, we help the people to get right. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
Anointing's coming from on high, set our souls on holy fire. God sent miracles day and night, angels join, what a heavenly sight.
Oh, how great that time will be, to look upon God's smiling face. Oh, the reality of it all, to sing His praise for amazing grace. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
Design Trio. I am ready for Jesus. Are you ready? If you're not ready, you better be getting ready. He's soon coming. Soon coming. Give him a big welcome.
make that one fly out.
Soon we'll see our Jesus step out with a shout.
We'll behold his glory and praise him upon high.
Glory, hallelujah, it's goodbye, world, goodbye.
Well, I am ready for Jesus on that rapture day.
I am ready to meet him, ready to fly away. Hey, soon I'll be in heaven, troubles and fears all gone. I am ready for Jesus, I'll be going home.
Check your garments daily, the Master's on his way.
Fill your lamps with oil, for this could be the day.
End time signs around us, oh sinner, it's time to pray.
Get down to the altar, the Master's on his way.
Well, I am ready for Jesus on that rapture day.
I am ready to meet him, ready to fly away. And fears all gone. I am ready for Jesus, I'll be going home.
Well, I am ready for Jesus on that rapture day.
I am ready to meet him, ready to fly away.
Soon I'll be in heaven, troubles and fears all gone.
I am ready for Jesus, I'll be going.
Listen to Reverend Angley as he speaks to individuals in the Crusade audience through the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of knowledge and discerning of spirits, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, are working by revealing people's afflictions and bondages. Faith soars high and people receive great miracles.
Everyone be still. Everyone be still. The Lord is here.
Inkosi lapha.
In the name of Jesus.
Igama lakhe nguYesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Egameni likaYesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Egameni likaYesu.
The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. Ever mind right on God. Ever mind right on God. Ever mind right on God. The gifts are ready to work. The gifts are ready to work. The lady over there, you've had cancer for 3 years, haven't you? 2 months, a week, one day, God knows when it happened, how it happened. You're now healed, saith the Lord. You are healed. You're 33 years of age, aren't you? So very young. That's wonderful that the Lord healed you. The person over here, it is a man in this section. And you also have cancer, and you have a lung, left lung is collapsed. You have difficulty breathing. You are 48 years of age, aren't you? You're now healed, saith the Lord. You are now healed, saith the Lord. Person over here, you're 19 years of age. You have AIDS, don't you? I'm not going to just point to you that people will know because you're ashamed of it, and rightly so. But in the name of Jesus, You're not serving God. You got to get right with God. We're going to help you get right with God right now. If you don't give your heart to God, God's not going to heal you. If you give your heart to God and live for Him, want to receive the Holy Ghost, God will heal you tonight. But that's the condition, saith the Lord. Everybody lift your hands and help us pray. And you, fella, you 19 years of age, give your heart to God, because you're on the verge of eternity without the Lord, and hell is an awful place. Say, oh God, I'm so sorry that I sinned against you, but I've come home. I will serve you, Lord, the rest of my life. I know you are you're the only hope. There's no hope, no hope, just death for me. Death for me, death for me. I'm so sorry I sinned against you, my holy God, but I promise to never do any sin against you again. I will never shame you again. Come into my heart, Jesus. Come in. Come in. Holy Lord God Almighty. He's coming in, fellow. You're letting him come in. You're letting him come in. You're letting him come in. He is in now, and you are healed of AIDS. Think of it. You've been given life. You've been given life. Always remember that. And never go back on God. If you do, a worse thing will come upon you, saith the Lord. A worse thing. A worse thing. That'll be death, won't it? Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Person over there, arthritis runs in your family, doesn't it? Your grandparents had it. Your parents had it. Now you're having it. You're having it in a bad, bad way. And you don't sleep at night. You hurt so much. But you'll sleep tonight because God's going to heal you right now. You're being healed. You're being healed. And you're being healed of those awful headaches also. You had a brain tumor, but no more. It was fast growing, but no more. You're healed, saith the Lord. Person over there, your left eye is weaker than your right eye. That's causing awful head trouble for you, isn't it? But now you're healed. Now you're healed. All of that will leave you. Thank God for it. The lady with ulcerated stomach. You are 29 years of age, aren't you? You have had this condition for some time. And it's the next thing to cancer. You have peptic ulcers. You're now healed. You're now healed, saith the Lord. God is a good God for sure. He has all power. Person way at the back. You drink. You smoke. You do other things. But you have cancer. You have a spinal condition also that gives you a lot of trouble. You're now healed, but you've got to serve God. Everybody lift up your hands while he gets right with God. Say, oh God, I'm lost. I don't want to go to hell. Please forgive me. You know I'm sorry. You look in at my heart. I am coming with tears. Save my soul. I came tonight expecting you to help me. You're my only hope, and I know you'll do it. And I believe that you save me now. Come into my heart, Jesus. Come on in. I'm going to serve you forever. Come on in. And thank God he's come. Give God a big praise. Give God a big praise. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. There are others being healed. Others being healed. Lift up your hands and tell the Lord what you want. Tell him what you need. Tell him anyone. The healings are taking place everywhere now. Faith has gone high. People standing even outside are being healed. In the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. Let Him move for you. Let Him move for you. Let Him move for you. Let Him move. Let Him move. Let Him move for you. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord move. Let Him move. Let Him move. Let Him move. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We humble ourselves in His presence. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. It's time for the message tonight. It's a great message. This is a very special message. Came from heaven. Came from heaven for you. And I want you to remember it's not from Ernest Angley. It's from heaven. From heaven. From heaven.
Umyalezo osuke ezulwini lo umyalezo okhethekileyo omangalisayo.
Live by promise.
Phila ngesithembiso.
We don't know what the future holds. You want a bright future? You want a better life today? Then live by promise. The promises of God.
Ngabe ufuna ikamva elikhakazile eliqaqambileyo ukuba ufuna ubomi obungcono namhlanje phila ngesithembiso izethembiso zikaThixo.
There is life and power in the promises of God.
Kunamandla kunye nobomi kwizithembiso zikaThixo.
But if we don't live by them, all we have is what this life affords, and that is a very limited and unfulfilled life.
Kodwa masingaphili ngazo eyona nto sinayo kuphela yile nto obu bomi businika yona ubomi obungaphelelisekanga obungenalivuyo.
Now, what is a promise?
Indoni stembis.
Is a pledge of assurance that something will definitely, definitely happen.
Sisiqinisekiso sokuba into ethile nakanjani iyakwenzeka.
It is reason to expect something.
Sisizathu sokulindela into ethile.
It is ground for expectation.
Iyona nto ibangela uba ube nokulindela.
When I have a promise from God and believe for that promise, I have the greatest assurance ever.
Xa ndifumana izithembiso zikaThixo ndiphile ngazo ndiba nesiqinisekiso esomeleleyo umphelo.
The Bible tells us that God is not slack concerning His promises.
Ibhayibhile iyasixelela uba uThixo akalibazisi okanye akenzi kade ukufezekisa izithembiso zakhe.
The promises of God are deep, rich, and fertile.
Izithembiso zikaThixo zinzulu zityebile yaye zichumile.
When you live by them,
xa uphila ngazo,
they have the power to take you out of dry deserts of ever life.
Zinamandla wokukhupha endaweni eyomileyo nakumaxhala wobomi.
Into the flourishing abundance of God's life.
Zikubeke endaweni yobomi obuchichimayo obuphuphumayo bukaThixo.
They take you out of weaknesses into strength.
Ikususa kubuthathaka bakho ingenise ekomeleleni.
Out of depression into gladness.
Ikususe kwinxunguphalo.
Out of confusion into peace.
Ikususe ekubhidekeni ikuzise elixolweni.
1 Corinthians the 14th chapter 33rd verse.
Abase Korinte bokuqala chapter 14 verse 33.
For God is not the author of confusion.
Kuba uThixo wayengomenzi wokubhideka.
But of peace.
Kodwa ngoxolo.
As in all churches of the saints, that means the real saints.
Kuzo zonke amabandla wabangcwele, abangcwele bangenene.
If we didn't have the promises of God to live by, life would not be worth living.
Ukuba besingaphili ngezithembiso zikaThixo, ubomi bebungazufanele ukuphilwa.
If we did not have promises of abundant life, we would have to settle for this life only.
Ukuba besingenasithembiso sobomi obuchichimayo bekuyafuneka siphilele nje ubomi obucutheneyo bangoku.
If we did not have the promise of salvation,
ukuba besingenaso isithembiso sensindiso,
we would be eternally lost.
Besiyawulahleka ngonaphakade.
If we did not have the promise of healing, we would have to accept sickness and disease and let them run their course.
Uba besingenasithembiso sokuphiliswa besiyafuneka sinikezele nje kwizifo nemilwelo nezilwelo ziyambe kuthi.
If we didn't have the promise of the wonderful, powerful Holy Ghost,
ukuba besingenasithembiso esimangalisayo sika Moya Ngcwele,
we would have no true comforter.
Besingenaba nayo yena mthetheleli wenyaniso.
Teacher and God.
Umfundisi wethu nomkhokheli wethu.
If we didn't have the promise that God would never leave us nor forsake us, we would walk alone in the mind of our own strength and thoughts, and those are weak.
Uba besingenazo isithembiso sokuba uThixo ngeke asiyekele, ngeke asishiye. Besiyawushekela nje nethemba lokuphelela kwawethu amandla nengcinga zethu eziweak.
Fear, anxiety would be our companions.
Uloyiko nexhala ibiye yaba yeyona nto isondeleyo kuthi.
You could say that to live by promise is to live in another world, God's world. You can live a life of great contentment knowing that He is with you always. God is my witness, is exactly the way I live. What you hear tonight. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation, means your way of life, be without covetousness, greedy of possessing money.
Ke obe nubomi mabungabi indlela yokunyolukela izinto zeliphakade okanye imali.
And be content.
Yaneliseka.
Means satisfied.
Yaneliseka.
With such things as you have.
Zizinto onazo.
You have God and His promises.
Unothixo kunye namadinga akhe.
For He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
Ngoba uthe ngeke ndakushiya ndingeke ndaniyekele.
Do you believe this?
Ngabe uyayikholwa leyo nto?
Do you believe this?
Ngiyayikholwa leyo nto.
Do you believe?
Ngiyayikholwa.
For He has said, I will never leave you. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. How will He do it? By Christ Jesus. Isn't that something? One of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. That says it all. Forsaking all to follow Jesus isn't so hard when you live by promise. His promises assure us of receiving something even greater. Greater than His promise. He has promised. Matthew 19:29. Everyone that hath forsaken houses, our brethren, sisters, father, mother, a wife, our children, our land, for thine name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life.
Nabani na othe washiya izindlu abazalwane okanye odade bakhe okanye uyise okanye unina okanye unkosikazi wakhe nabantwana nemihlaba ngenxa yegama lam wozuza ngokuphindwe phindwe kalikhulu kobu bomi bangoku aphinde azuze ubomi obungunaphakade kwelizayo.
I don't teach people after the traditions of man. So many of these preachers, it's tradition, tradition. Some said last night, well, he didn't preach, didn't have people to come and seek God. Why? They didn't have it. They weren't with it. We had a number of people to receive the Holy Ghost. last night.
They'd
have been hungry and thirsty from God. They would have thought that was most wonderful, but they didn't. They went away saying he didn't go according to the tradition of the fathers. He didn't do this, he didn't do that. No, I obey the Spirit. They that have the Spirit are led by the Spirit. That's what the Bible says. And I give you a Bible for everything I do.
Abanye bagoduke bekhalaza besithi hayi khangayenze le nto, khangayenze leya into esiqhelileyo, kodwa bendisenza into ngokukhokelwa ngumoya kaThixo. IBhayibhile ithi khokelwa ngumoya okanye ushabalale. Ndilandela umoya kaThixo ndenza le nto isebhayibhileni. Abanye babancedakala.
God's true people are not bound with tradition.
Abantu bakaThixo bokwenene ababotshwanga zizithethe zabo.
And preachers, that's what you want. You can go back to your tradition, to your dead church, because I can tell everybody, that's all you have, is a dead church. God's not pleased with you preachers. I'm here to tell you the truth, but some of you won't accept it, and so you just be better to stay away from the rest of us, because we have no part nor lot in the traditions of the Father. Jesus taught against it. He said you're bound with the tradition of your forefathers. Think about it. They're bound. Dead churches everywhere, because there's a dead man in the pulpit.
UThixo akakholiseki ngabashumayeli abashumayela amasiko nezithethe zabo. Ndiyazi uba nifuna ukuyiva le nto, kodwa ma ningafuni ukuyiva, nifuna ukuqhubeka nazo, ningaske niyeke kuba uThixo ayimkholisi loo nto. Uyithi iNkosi uYesu ngoku ngamazwi wayo, nina nibotshwe ngamasiko nezithethe zenu, anilinandawo uYesu entliziyweni zenu.
And you're saying, well, I won't be back, preacher. That's what I want, you're not to come back, because you don't add anything, you take away. With such doubting God, that's a shame. A shame and a disgrace. You'll remember this because you're not going to heaven. Thus saith the Lord. You'll never see inside of his heaven. You'll never enter in through one of those gates into heaven. Never.
Ungasukuyeke kodwa uwazi ukuthi uThixo awungeke wangena ezulwini lakhe xa uqhubeka ushumayela amasiko wakho.
Forsaken all to follow Jesus isn't so hard when you live by promise. He promises to assure us of receiving something even greater, and he's told you about it in that one verse.
Ukushiya yonke into ulandele uYesu akuyonto enzima xa uphila ngezithembiso, ngoba izithembiso zakhe zisiqinisekisa ukufumana eyona nto ingaphezulu kunesiyibonayo.
Living by promises, but living by faith.
Ukuphila ngezithembiso kukuphila ngokholo.
His promises are like stepping stone that takes us from faith to faith.
Izithembiso zakhe zifana namanqanaba okusisusa elikholweni esisa elikholweni.
Paul wrote one of the churches and told them to go from faith to faith. But a lot of people go from faith to doubt. That's the reason they don't receive. God doesn't work with doubt. It's hands up. He won't work with you.
Umpostle Paulus uqinisekise amabandla amaninzi uba hambani nisuke elikholweni nisiye elikholweni, kodwa abantu abaninzi basuke elikholweni besiya kwintandabuzo. Xa uya kwintandabuzo ayikho into ongayizuza.
I make no room for doubt. No room. I never make room for doubt since the Lord saved me.
Andivumeli intandabuzo, andivumeli tu intandabuzo, icho njalo iNkosi.
I was saved at 18, gloriously saved. Started preaching at 18. Started preaching right away. My mother gave birth to 7 children. I was the middle one. I was the only one she almost died with. The Lord told me later that the angel Lord hadn't been in the room when I was born, that my mother would have died. My mother was the greatest blessing to me. Nobody could have been a greater blessing to me than my mother. My mother taught me the way of the Lord. And I would come home from grade school. The kids would be staying out because of the flu. I'd say, Mama, I believe I got a fever. And she'd stop whatever she's doing, check me, and she said, yes, honey, you better be getting up your faith. I never heard that expression ever from anybody else. Better be getting up your faith. And so you're going to be, the enemy's going to try you, honey. And I'd go out to play. I was just like putting it in the hands of God. I knew Mama would reach heaven for me. And I was fine. I would go all year, not be tardy, much less absent. No, the Lord would heal me. We were in the days of depression in America. I didn't have good shoes to wear. It'd be rainy. I'd have cardboard in the holes of my shoes to fill them in and get wet and soggy. But it was good for me. It was real good for me because it made me tough. I'm tough. I am tough. Aren't I? You that know me. I'm tough. I let nothing stop me. I love poor people. The Lord loved poor people.
Oh, yes.
God is wonderful. Living in the promises of God. Romans 1:17. You go from faith to faith, from grace to grace. That means from the highest favor of God to the highest favor of God. You don't go any lower. When you get that high, you stay up there, grace to grace. One of the big denominations that my mother and dad were in when I was born believed in once in grace, always in grace, that you couldn't backslide. Well, that's ridiculous. It caused so many people to go to hell, that false doctrine. And my mother and dad never believed that. They had never made him deacon if they'd have known. He believed that people had to live free from all sin. We were taught that way. But they didn't broadcast it to other people. They didn't cause trouble. But then there came a little wholeness work, a little wholeness church in our town. And the Angelley family got in on that. Got the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, was something.
Ukuphila ngokholo ke kuphila usuka eluzukweni uya eluzukweni nakubabalo usiya kubabalo kwinceba usiya kwenye inqana beliphezulu lenceba. Ziphile kanjalo ke thina sifundiswa uba kumele uphile ungenasono uzihlukane nazo zonke izono.
When I got saved, I knew so much about the Bible because in our school, greater than the private schools, the Bible schools in America today. And that was grade school. We were graded as Bible, reading, writing, arithmetic. I always made an A on Bible. I'd have made A+. The reason, I don't know why, they didn't give pluses on Bible, but they didn't. A was I's. They maybe assign us a whole chapter for a month. You had to say the King James Version. You had to say every word verbatim, just like the word read. I go home and study that evening. I learned the whole chapter.
Kandikhula mna ndikhule ndiyazi kakuhle iBhayibhile ngoba besinezikolo ezifundisa ngeBhayibhile eAmerica. And xa sifundiswa ngeBhayibhile bekuqinisekiswa uba le nto siyifundiswayo siyayazi. Besiye sinikwa ithuba loba uze umntu azafunde sonke isahluko xa efika endlini. Ndayenza ke into enjalo, ndithi xa ndifika endlini ndisifunde sonke isahluko.
And I tell the teacher, I'm ready. She'd always stop whatever she is doing. Go ahead, Ernest. I say it every time. I never one time made a mistake. I use scriptures that I memorized in grade school down through these 77, more than 77 years. Rich. I love the Bible. I had such a love. I knew about Jesus. I knew right from wrong when I was just 2 years of age. And that's the truth. But the angel of the Lord followed me wherever I went. The angel of the Lord was with me. I didn't know why I was so different to my brother. But he was of the world. But I didn't fit. I didn't need anything to intoxicate me. I didn't need any drugs. I just didn't need the world, really. I loved part of it when I was a sinner.
Ndandikhula ke ngezwi kusukela ngiseminyaka emibini ukuya kwemithathu isithunywa sezulu sasiloko sinilandela nangona ndandingayazi mna leyo nto ndandilithanda kakhulu izwi ngaphezu kwento yonke umntakwethu yena wayengenjalo kodwa ke mna ndandiqhubeka ndiphila ngokuzifundela izwi.
I remember that little Ainsley boy, 2 years of age, might have been less when I first started it. I'd stand before the table where that big family Bible was, and I'd say, "That's God. That's God." And really, I thought it was God. Well, it was God. You don't separate God and the Word. No.
Ngokundansemncinci ndathi ndisamile ndijongile iBhayibhile ibekwe phezu kwento ndayijonga ndathi nguThixo lowa ngoba ngeke ulahlukanise izwi noThixo izwi lakhe linguye.
God saved me, gave me the mind of Christ, all in the same night. And he rolled that burden of sin away, and I immediately rolled the burden of lost souls of the world upon me. I've carried it all these years joyfully.
Ukusindiswa kwami ngokwangemini enye ndisindiswa inkosi yandinika ingqiqo kaKristu yandisusela umthwalo wezono wonke yandinikeza umthwalo wokuba mna ndikhathalele ukushumayela kwimiphefumulo elahlekileyo ndiyizuzele ebukumkanini ndayenza ke loo nto yonke iminyaka kwade kwaba ngoku ndiyenza ngovuyo.
I was saved in the jitterbug age. Some of you people may know what that was like. And the swing band. I loved the dance floor. But I thought that'd be awful to give that up. I thought it would, and I fought God. He couldn't get me with love because I'd had love all my life. I had more love than any boy could ever use. And many lifetimes, but he had to get me through showing me what it was to be damned by God, and that's what he used till he just held me right over hell and the smoke coming up around me, and I looked up and he just held me like that, scared me half to death.
Ukusindiswa kwam ke andizange ndizuzwe ngothando mna inkosi ngoba uthando yona nto ndandiloko ndiyinikwa ndisakhula yayingenandizuza ngothando kodwa yandizuza ngokuba ndibe kwimeko yokuba phantsi ndingabi nakuzinceda ngokunokwam.
On Saturday nights I get in late, real late, and I start turning out the light and a voice would say, "What if it never turns back on?" That's what I had to go to bed with. So I got to the place, I was so miserable. I'd be in a place that I knew I wouldn't want to be if the Lord came. The voice would say, "What if the Lord would come?" Well, I couldn't enjoy anything. So I made a bargain with him. "Now you sinners better not try this." I think about how dangerous that was. The Lord's merciful, and he was so merciful to me. And he could drop me into hell. I said, "Lord," I talked to him just like this, man to man. I said, "If you'll leave me alone, for 1 week and let me do whatever I want to and not bother me one time, I'll serve you. I promise the rest of my life. And he knew I meant it. So he withdrew, and I couldn't tell there was a God anywhere. And I went forth to celebrate.
Kandizawusindiswa ke ndabuya ekhaya kumnyama kakhulu ndingaboni kakuhle ndihambe nibambelela kodwa ndisive bakukhona isandla esinzima esiphezu kwami ikhona into eyenzekayo ndathetha ngokungathi ndiyayibona inkosi njengokuthetha nomntu ubuso ngobuso ndathi uba nkosi ungandiyeka nje iveki benye ndenze into endiyithandayo nje iveki benye ndakukhonza impilo yam yonke and ndandiyiminisha loo nto entliziyweni yam inkosi yayiyazi loo nto kodwa yayibubudenge le nto ndandiyithetha.
The Lord filled me up with the Holy Ghost, and I just wanted to be with the Lord all the time. I didn't want that kind of music. I didn't miss any of the world at all. I didn't miss any friends of the world. My daddy would let me have his car, and I would drive the boys. They liked me to drive them to the dance hall. And they came for me after I got saved. And I said, no, I've gotten salvation. I don't go to places like that anymore. They said, well, come and take us. I said, no, I'm not going to take you. And I knew them. They were hypocrites. We lived on Church Street. It was a dead church, too. They're living by tradition that I was talking about earlier. And I'd see them all in their suits and carrying their Bibles, all slicked up. And they looked so innocent. They had passed right by my door. I told one of their good members, I believe she's one that was really saved. I said, when I get salvation, I don't believe in acting like that. She said, well, Ernest, why don't you get it and show them? And that's what I did. I got it and just showed them. I wouldn't take them, and I wouldn't take part in anything of the world. There was no need to come for me. They wanted me to be in plays. I joined. We took the group. We won throughout the county. I loved the stage. I was born for the stage. The Lord had put that in me for the stage, but I didn't know at the time. And then he was calling me to preach at once. And I was down on the floor crying my heart out, saying, I will, but I don't know how. I will, but I don't know how.
Xa ndandisasanda ukusindiswa utata wayedla ngondinika imoto yoba mandiyiqhube ndiye naphi napho ndifuna ukuya khona. Ukusindiswa kwam abantakwethu beza nabanye abantu ababe ngabahananisi benza ingathi bayakholwa banxibisa uto ezintle kodwa baphathe iBhayibhile kodwa bengakholwa manyani bathi phinde uthathe imoto usise apho sifuna uya khona. Ndano ngoku ndisindisiwe andisayi kweza ndawo bendidla ngoya kuzo ngobe ndingakholwa andinawo yenza into enjalo. So babona uba nyhani ndisindisiwe andisayi kwindawo bendiya kuzo andisazenzi into bendizenza ndihlukene nazo.
I got the Holy Ghost baptism on Saturday night, baptized in water in a creek on Sunday, and on Monday or Tuesday I was in a cottage prayer meeting. I don't know where you have those here or not. They have prayer meetings in people's homes, and this was one of the saints' homes. And a different speaker would read a scripture and then have other people to testify. She had a headache, and she asked me if I would read the scripture. I told her I'd be glad to. So that's what I did. I read the scripture, but the voice told me after I read two verses to look up, and my head by half of my body, from my waist up, went into a cloud of glory. I didn't know I was preaching. I was just preaching away. It's my first sermon, and I didn't know it. I was really carried away in the Spirit. And when I was finished, I sat down, and when I did, a voice said, that's your first sermon. And the pastor heard about it. What a time we had. Now I had preached, and he wanted me to preach on Saturday night. I preached on the wall, stumbling down. The Lord really used me. And he didn't know that that was prophecy. But he said, if that young man lives, he's going to make a mark for Jesus in the whole world. And that was really a prophecy to come true. I thank God.
Ukugcwaliswa kwami ngamandla kaMoya Ngcwele kwakungomgqibelo ndabhabhizwa ngoMoya Ngcwele ngomgqibelo ngecawa kwisuku elilandelayo ndabe sendinikezwa ichance uma ndifika enkonzweni esithi umfundisi make ndishumayele esithi make ndifunde nje izwi ndalifunda izwi xa ndilifunda ndandingayazi uba ndizawushumayela ngantoni kodwa ndava izwi elithi vula kuyo le ndawo soyivulile ndava kushushu apha esifubeni nalapha esuswini sam ndingazi uba kwenzeka ntoni ndava uba kunelangazelelo loba mandiqhubeke ndishumayele ndashumayela ke ndabe sendiva izwi kandigqibile lokuba wenze kakuhle uzophinde uqhubeke and wathi lo mfundisi usezawushumayela wena ushumayele kuzo zonke iindawo yayisisiprofeto ke eso esafezekisekayo.
I have no ego about this whatsoever.
Andiqhayisi ke ngale nto.
Ego, the Lord said ego is of the devil.
Inkosi ithi ukuqhayisa into kaSatan.
And he doesn't find any in me. I don't find any in me. So I know I don't have any.
Angeka kufumane kum ukuqhayisa ngoba kukho kum andinayo into yokuqhayisa.
I never sought God for the discerning of spirits or any one of the nine gifts because he divides those. And I didn't feel I was worthy. I wouldn't have thought about it. I was in a great crusade, the last crusade before my wife and I were married. And oh, we had the greatest crusade they'd ever had in that whole state, and they had a lot of churches. And it was a sight in this world. And I would get up to preach and maybe get to announce the text, and that'd be it. And the Lord would take me over, and I'd preach another tongue. And a young man, when I'd stop, a young man would take over and interpret that part. Then I'd say some more. Then he'd take over and say that part. And the altars filled up. There was a bench across where you came out of the lobby. And the church was on a big highway going in to Cincinnati, Ohio. And he'd fill up. People were getting saved. They'd never seen anything like it. It was marvelous what was happening. God was on the move. God was really on the move. And then the fasting came. And the Lord called me on a 40 days of fasting.
Ukushumayela kwami ke ndaqala ndisemtsha ndisasanda utshata ndaqhubeka ndashumayela inkosi yandinikeza izibabalo zolithoba yiyo enikeza ngazo ndiqhayisi ngaleyo nto yandinceda ke yandisebenzisa ndimane ndiqhubeka indisebenzisa nasekuculeni ndicule ngendlela emangalisayo bashiyeke abantu besithi iyamangalisa ke le ndlela ocule ngayo.
I lived in his presence.
Ndaphile ebukhoneni bakhe.
I ate the word. That's a long time to go and not eat. I thought that 140 days would be it. But there were to be many, many of them that I would lose count down through the years. Somebody asked me one time, at that time it was either 14 or 16, 40 days besides the 21s, 7s or 10s or whatever. But I said, it's not a matter of how long you fast. It's a matter of what you receive on that fast. You have to give time to the Lord or you're just dieting.
Ndazila ke ukudla iintsuku eziyi-40 xa ndigqiba uzila ezo ntsuku ndandicimba kuphelele apho kanti inkosi sezandikhokelele ekubeni mandimane ndizile ukudla ndithandaze iintsuku eziyi-40. Ndazila ke neentsuku ezi-21 kanintsi sendathe ndalibala noba kangaphi ngoku kodwa kubalulekanga uba uzile ukudla iintsuku ezingaphi into ebalulekileyo yinto izuzayo xa uzile ukudla uthandaza kungenjalo uba uzuza into ingakubulala leyo nto.
The last 40 days of fasting, I would be so thirsty, and I get the place. I'd need water, but I couldn't stand it. And I was looking to the Lord, and the Lord spoke to me and said, when you're on a fast, think about drinking from the river of life.
When you question that, it's the good things with the food in the end and none of the cool. Ndafuna usela amanzi, ndakuzama ukusela amanzi kodwa azange kunisebenzele. Ndiyava izwi lenkosi yathetha nami yathi xa uzile ukudla, sucinga ngawakho amanzi, kawucinge ngamanzi wobomi, amanzi kamoya ingcwele, uzoba right. Ndacinga ngawo ke.
And I drink water then drinking from the river of life, thinking on that, and it worked. I'd fill up numbers of times. Just like I'd had a full meal, and the light of Jesus, the star of Jesus, came up on that cup two different definite times. I wanted to save that cup forever. It was so precious that God had ordained and taken time to tell me to think about drinking from the river of life.
Nathi ngiqalise ukucinga ngokusela kumthombo wokuphila. Inkosi yanginikeza indebe yokuthi manisele amanzi wokuphila. Leyo nto yandenza ndahlala ndisemandleni ukusukela ngoko ndangaphinde ndisusa ingqondo yami ekuseleni amanzi wokuphila. Yandenza ndagcwala.
Of all the promises that God has made.
Zininzi izithembiso uThixo wazenzayo kum.
The promise of the Holy Ghost. He told the disciples it was expedient for him to go away. For if he didn't go away, the Holy Ghost would not be sent.
Wabatsalela abafundi bakhe kubalungele uba makahambe engahambanga banako kumfumana umoya ingcwele.
He called him the Spirit of Truth.
Ngoba yena ungumoya wenyaniso.
He is a person.
Usisiqu.
16 different times. He spoke of him as a person. In a short space. And Jesus knew the Holy Ghost.
In
fact, it's so important for people to get the Holy Ghost. That Jesus came back after he was resurrected, ascended to the Father, and took the blood and offered it before the altar for the sins of the whole world. He came back, stayed 40 days and nights to get the disciples ready for the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Some of these Pentecostal churches teach speaking in tongues at will, singing together in tongues. That is not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost sings through me, but not with other people. Not in groups, no. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I call down, God has gifted me to call down the Holy Ghost upon people. It's hard to tell how many thousands that God has used me to call the Holy Ghost down.
Emveni koba inkosi Yesu ivukile, ifile yavuka, phambi koba inyukele emazulwini yayithembisile ngomoya ingcwele ekunyukeni kwayo bawe bawuzuza abafundi umoya ingcwele njengoba kushiwo kwincwadi ye Yezenzo chapter 2, baba ufumana umoya ingcwele bazaliswa ngamandla kamoya ingcwele basebethetha ngalwimi izimbi. Kodwa abanye abantu bafundisa ukuba abantu bamele ukuba bacule ngezilwimi okanye bathethe. Ayinjalo loo nto ayisuki kumoya ingcwele. Umoya ingcwele akakuculisi bantu beyigroup. Ma efuna uziculela ngokwakhe kumoya uyazenzela loo nto ngomntu emnye ngexesha afuna ngalo, ngolu hlobo afuna ngalo.
You have to be saved first.
Kufanele usindiswe.
Born new. Your sins have to all be gone. And you have to be made holy.
kumele wenziwe ube ngcwele
before the Holy Ghost will come in.
Ukuze umoya ngcwele afike kuwe.
And it was prophesied
yaprofetwa
that they would have to be holy.
Into kuba kwafuneka babe ngcwele.
Be holy as God is holy.
Yibani ngcwele kuba uThixo ungcwele.
And that's as holy gets. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord.
Ngaphandle kobungcwele ayikho umuntu uyalubona uzuko lukaThixo.
Singers, that's any of our people that wants to sing, come to the platform now. And that helps the people.
Friend, as Reverend Angley encourages those in attendance at this crusade to praise the Lord with their whole heart and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can start praising Him too, using that wonderful word glory. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, let Him come in and baptize you today. If you already have received Him, let Him refresh and bless you as you rejoice with them.
Stand up now, everybody. And I'm going to call the Holy Ghost down upon you. The word is glory. The word is glory. You just keep saying glory, glory. And others will come in and to help you and encourage you. You keep going till the Holy Ghost takes over. And that's, He'll take over. And you won't be saying glory at all. That glory will fade out. And the Holy Ghost will have your tongue. And it'll be a holy tongue. And He'll be speaking. He'll be Him that gives the utterance, not you. Never speak in tongues at will. Never. Okay. Lift up those hands now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. Say it louder. 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 Louder, louder, louder. Amen, 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 amen. Say it, people. Say it. Ula la la la, ula galosha. Glory, glory, glory. I call the Holy Ghost down. Just like I call healing down. I call the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Praise Him, everybody. Praise Him, everybody. Praise Him, everybody.
Friend, I pray you enjoy today's World Radio broadcast. I'd also like to encourage you to go to ErnestAngley.org and sign up as an online ministry partner. As a partner, you will receive free downloads of a Bible in your language, monthly newsletters, and digital books by Reverend Angley. And most international listeners can register for our online Bible college courses free of charge. Tune in daily to World Radio and be a part of our great family. I'm the Reverend Chris Mockamer, and I enjoyed being your host today. Always remember, you are special to God.